Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
What's up, guys? It's Illmind, the host of my podcast, Blap Chat, and you guys are checking out OPP.
God bless everybody, and welcome to another episode of OPP, Other People's Podcast, highlights America's top podcasters and the dope shows they created. I'm your host, Corey Cambridge. Our special guest this episode is superstar music producer Illmind, host of the amazing podcast Blap Chat. Illmind, along with his co-host Atlas the Plug, Perfection and Glam, talk about everything and anything related to being a music producer, to gear reviews, to business advice, to beat critiques. I had the pleasure of having Illmind on my other show, Silent Giants, where we go deep into his life and career as a producer. While I had him over the apartment, I got to ask him a few questions about Blap Chat, so that's why this interview is a little bit shorter than our traditional OPP interview. Nonetheless, we cover all things podcasts, we get into his podcaster's picks, and of course, we get into his dope show, Blap Chat. So, let me introduce you to Illmind. Okay, now you should hear...
Got you. That's cool.
Boom.
That's
cool. What's up, Illmind? How you doing, dog?
What's good, man? It's good to be here.
Dude, it's good having you by the crib.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we were just talking earlier before this. You know, we've both been in Brooklyn for a while. We've seen it change.
Yeah.
This place is a mansion compared to other places I've seen. So good shit, man, on this place. This place is really good.
The thing is, this place, it's like hood luxury.
Yeah.
But the bay window sold me. Like, yeah. When me and my girl saw the bay window, it was like, oh.
Deal breaker. And the view. The view's great.
Like, yeah. It was a complete deal breaker. So.
And the, for all of you New Yorkers that are listening, you know what I'm talking about. The street cleaning, opposite side parking, not too bad right now.
No, not too bad.
There's so many spaces.
Well, you know, it actually came like 30 minutes before you got here, which was a blessing. Because I was like, yo, this was like during the interview.
Yeah, it was perfect.
So it was like perfect timing, man. Yeah. But it was so good to have you by the podcast. We were talking too about like how podcasts are just so dope and so cool. Like,
yeah.
I can't believe that we didn't start a podcast like back in 2012 or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty amazing, man. You know, it's giving people a platform to have a voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's certain podcasts that are better than others, obviously.
Of course.
But the ones who do add value are really, you know, changing the world. It's really changing the world. So it's nice to be a part of it.
Speaking of changing the world, the other day I was watching Steve Jobs' keynote speech on the first iPhone. Have you had a chance to see this?
Maybe I have. I don't really remember it, though.
It will blow your mind. Yeah. But he's going through talking about like the future, like saying things like, oh, if you want to dial in numbers, but who does that anyway? Like saying things you're like, wow, he's actually right. But one thing he mentions was podcasting back in 2007. And I'm like, who even had to know that podcasting would be a thing is just unbelievable.
Never. 2007. And that was when YouTube was like not really huge yet, right?
No. Because YouTube didn't really get big to what, 2008, 2009?
8 or 9, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. How'd you first get into podcasting?
So I got into podcasting through my guy, Combat Jack, rest in peace, Reggie, who passed away last year. 2010. My man Combat Jack had a podcast, and you know, he's debatably the godfather of podcasting, at least in hip hop culture,
for sure.
But he had a podcast at this spot in Brooklyn called PNC Radio, and I remember going up there and I did an interview with him, and that was when I met my dude A King, who is also another grandfather of podcasting. And I really got to know A-King and Combat Jack. And I remember having a conversation with those guys, and it sparked the motivation and inspiration in me to start a podcast. And this was like 2011. This was around the same time I started doing the drum kits and all that stuff. And that was also at a time when podcasting was literally nothing at that point, super underground. And so I started a podcast, and it was back then it was called Blap on the Radio. And, you know, that was sort of when it came in. And at that point, I knew that I was passionate about production. I knew that I wanted to speak about music production and talk to other producers and stuff like that. And so I just started doing it. And in around 2015, I did a rebrand, or it might have been 2016. I rebranded the podcast and named it Blap Chat, and added on some new co-hosts. And we've been rocking ever since. And so, you know, it's basically a weekly podcast where we talk about music production, we talk about music business. We have this cool segment where we talk, where we listen to beat submissions that other producers submit, and then we listen to them, and it's called Blap or Crap. So we listen and we give them critique, and if we like the beat, we give them a blap, or if we don't, we give them a crap and we shit on them. And, you know, it's just like a fun little segment. But that's sort of what the podcast has become.
How has podcasting helped your career away from, or opened up opportunities away from you doing music?
The podcast allowed for me to have a voice. It allowed for me to have a voice in a community that I'm passionate about. And I think it also has allowed for me to express myself in ways that I wouldn't be able to express myself through music. I'm super appreciative of all the people that listen to it and that become inspired by it. You know, it allows for me to have a voice in speaking on stuff that I'm learning in the industry as a real-time music producer. You know, there's a lot of, and not to discredit anyone out there, everyone has their reasons and people do things for their own reasons, but you know, you're it's very rare that you're going to find a music producer who has been doing it for as long as I've been doing it and has been successful as I've been, who's really passionate about digging into the various reasons of how I became successful, why I became successful, stuff like that. And I think that's super valuable, you know, and it's also a lot of fun to do. And so that combination is sort of my driving force on why I do my podcast. And so I really just want to give people the real shit. You know, it's like I've accomplished so much. I'm still learning a lot, but I'm not speaking out of my ass. Right, you know, I'm right. Sort of digging into topics that that involve how and why I've became successful. You know, and a lot of times it gets really deep. So it's sort of this like case study of like, how did Illmind become successful? And what are certain things and certain guidelines and certain common denominators that you can follow or, you know, be mindful of to help you in your journey to success? So
the best thing about podcasting for me is that I love, it's a great learning tool.
Yeah.
I feel like the podcast audience is an audience that just wants to come to learn.
Yeah.
And you have some of your podcasts that are more entertainment based.
Yeah.
But I would say the large part of the audience wants to learn something.
Totally.
So by you being an expert in music, what have you learned from this process of interviewing other people about their process?
Man, I learned that I have a lot to learn.
Yeah.
I learned that there definitely are, like you said, you know, in the Silent Giants interview, there's definitely common denominators or common traits of people that are successful, especially in music and music production specifically. And I'm really trying to like uncover that. And one thing that I learned that's like a 1000% common denominator is, and it isn't even really passion, right? I thought it was passion, but it isn't. This is kind of a brain fuck. The common thread is actually the desire to want to improve and the feeling of contributing something greater to something. And when you think of music production, that's exactly what you're doing. You're creating music from scratch. And every time you do that, you become better and better and better. So the feeling of becoming better is addicting. I think that's sort of part of our DNA as human beings. We get into flow and we love the idea of like, oh man, like I'm seeing progress, right? Progress, everything's progress, progress. And so you're experiencing progress. You're doing something that's fun. You're doing something that's creative. And you're providing value for people. We're providing value for the singers, for the rappers, for the artists, for the labels, for the consumer. We're feeling very validated by the fact that we're valuable to people. And so that sort of gumbo of emotions is sort of what contributes to why someone would pursue music production. And when you have all of those things consistently lined up, you eventually become the producer that you want to become. So, you know, all of those qualities are very present in successful musicians and music producers.
So, Illmind, we come to a part of OPP where I get to ask today's subject, the guest of the show, to give me their podcaster's picks. So give me three podcasts that you love, that we should be listening to, and describe them for me.
Amazing. So aside from my own podcast,
By the way, too, I'm very impressed by when I brought this to your attention that you were like, oh yeah, no problem. Yeah. Like there was no hesitation. I'm like, oh, let me think about it.
I'm a big podcast guy, so I love podcasts. So my first podcast recommendation is from a guy named Seth Godin. Definitely check his podcast out. Okay. Seth, for those who don't know, Seth Godin is a 30 plus year veteran in marketing, just marketing in life. And he's got multiple bestsellers. I think he has like 15 plus New York Times bestselling books. And his podcast is super amazing. His YouTube content is amazing. He's super insightful, super inspiring. I've learned so much from his philosophies, and his stuff just works. So check out Seth Godin, okay. G-O-D-I-N. His podcast is amazing. Podcast number two, I would say my man Tim Ferriss.
Tim.
Right? Tim is great. I love his approach. I love you know, his philosophies, and his guests are always so great. So check out Tim Ferriss for sure. My older brother Les actually put me on to Tim Ferriss a couple years ago, and I got addicted to his content. So
there's a lot of content.
Yeah, so much. So much content. So shout out to Tim Ferriss. That would be number two. And I'm gonna throw a little curveball for number three because I fuck with my guys. I'm gonna say the Joe Budden podcast.
Hey, yes.
Shout out to my guys over there. They're just super entertaining, man. I love Joe. Because not just Joe, all four of them, they just keep it real. You know, they keep it super honest. And they're PC, but not PC, which I love. And they're not afraid to like speak their mind. But it's highly entertaining. And they are really a voice for people like me. Like I relate to them so much, as do millions of other people. And I think they're just great at what they do. They're super consistent and really fun to watch. So check out the Joe Budden podcast.
And Illmind, before we wrap up the interview, why do you podcast?
Why do I podcast? A few reasons. Number one, it's fun. I like having a voice. I like talking about things that are on my mind, and the idea of saying something that could spark some type of inspiration or empowerment to someone. And if I could do that to one person, then I did my job. If I could do that to 10 people, I would be super happy. You know, so the fact that I could reach thousands and hundreds of thousands of people, or even millions of people, through conversation and through voice and through podcasting is super duper powerful to me. And I'll never take that for granted. And I'm super thankful that I do have a voice in the community. And as long as I'm able to create content on my podcast that you guys feel is valuable enough for you to grow as a creator and a human being, then I'm going to continue to do that. So thank you guys.
Wow. Oh my, man. We out of here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the guest on OPP, man.
OPP in the place to be.
Yeah.
We out.
Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode of OPP and to our special guest, Illmind. I'll be sure to add the links to Blabchat in the description of this episode. This episode was mixed by Mark Bird. Music for this episode was produced by Richie Quake. And lastly, before we get out of here, be sure to check out my other show, Silent Giants, which highlights the superstars behind the scenes of popular culture. I provide the links for that in the description of this episode as well. I'm your host, Corey Cambridge. God bless y'all. Till next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.